Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. I'm your host, Gina Crash, and we're excited to welcome back our friend from Kids Peace Maryland, Caitlin Delatt. Did I get that right, Caitlin?
You absolutely did, Gina.
Shoo, nailed it. Manager of Community Partnerships. And now we've, as our group of radio stations here, we've had the pleasure of working with you guys a lot. But I know some folks that might be listening this morning might not be familiar with Kids Peace and all the great work you do, even on a national scale, mind you, not to mention just what you do here in Maryland. But so I guess start out with, you know, what your role is at Kids Peace. And I know you've been there about a year, right? I remember you
came, we
met each other about a year ago. You came by with our friend Rachel T and took a tour and everything. We're talking about all the great activities you have all year long. And so I wondered, like, what your background was, if you had any connection to foster care at all?
Sure. So my background is actually in public health. I attended the University of Maryland, and I loved my time there and got really interested in the field of mental health. And so I chose Kids Peace for my job because, you know, I'm really passionate about mental health care and behavioral health. And the idea that I would get to work with kids was so wonderful for me.
Yeah. And you're helping them so much. And I'm just so thankful for Kids Peace. And I can't wait for you to get the spotlight this morning, hence the name, to tell us, you know, exactly what the organization does. So what type of organization is Kids Peace, and tell us about all the great work that you do.
Sure. So nationally, Kids Peace has been around since 1882. So we've got a really big history.
Wow.
I know. So it started out as an orphanage, actually, and then they moved into different areas of child welfare and particularly focused on mental health and behavioral health now nationwide. We're in 8 states, and we have residential treatment centers, we have foster care, all kinds of services for kids and families.
And you started out, I want to remember from working and living in the area in Allentown,
Pennsylvania.
And then are you thinking about expanding? That might not necessarily be your role, but do they hope to expand to more states in the future?
That's a great question. I'm not sure of the answer, to be honest with you, but I know that they've been very focused on expanding the services that we can provide within the states that we're in right now. And in Maryland specifically, we're working on foster care, therapeutic foster care, which is a really worthy cause.
It certainly is. Oh, my gosh. So tell us more about, you know, who Kids Peace serves. And you're the manager of community partnerships. So that, what does that mean exactly?
Sure. That's a great question. Yeah. Also, because
it seems
a little nebulous, but essentially what I do is fundraising and community outreach and education to let folks know that we are here, the good work that we're doing, and how they can get involved.
And that explains why you're here today, because that's a big part of what you do.
Ma'am.
It's kind of like, you know, informing the public about what you do and letting people know who might need your services, how to get those services. So how and why do children get placed in what you call therapeutic foster care? And what does that mean specifically?
Sure. So traditional foster care would be what you normally think of when you think of foster care. A child is removed from their home for a variety of reasons, and they're placed with a loving foster home. But for therapeutic foster care specifically, the child has experienced more trauma and there's a mental health diagnosis as well. So it's a clinical model, and it's intended to treat the whole child. And so it's interesting because the home itself becomes an opportunity for treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And our foster parents get a lot of additional training on mental health, nurturing parenting styles, and it's really wonderful.
So there is a place to go. So if they're, you know, that would, rather than people being discouraged that, oh, I'm not qualified to do that, you provide those services and that
Absolutely.
Help to get people through that. Mm-hmm. So then I think, did we cover then the difference between traditional foster care and therapeutic foster care? Is there anything else you'd like to add to sort of, you know, differentiate those?
Sure. So the therapeutic foster care, there is more training for the foster parents because there's more that's required. So we at Kids Peace are going to help handle all of the therapeutic services that the kids receive, anything from, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy to other kinds of therapies that are going to help them to recover from what they've experienced and move forward with hope, help, and healing. That's our mission.
Oh, we got to write that down. Hope, help, and healing.
Yes.
That's awesome. That kind of sums it up if you were to say that super quickly about what you do at Kids Peace.
Yeah.
That is what you're about in a nutshell, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's so much more to it than just a slogan, but that's a nice place to start. And what is, tell us a little bit about the history of the organization. You kind of did nationally with it, you know, starting as an orphanage back in 1882. And then in the sort of the history here in Maryland, and how, you know, how it started and how you've seen, you know, in your time there and talking to other people within the organization, kind of what our needs are now versus how it started and how,
sure.
you know, life is only getting more complicated and complex. So I'm sure it's sort of, you know, evolved over the years into the services that you provide and that you continue to provide. And, you know, there's probably new ones that you think, oh, we should do that too. Or
Yeah, absolutely. So Kids Peace has been in Maryland for 20 years. We've been doing foster care nationwide for about 40. And within the time at Maryland, we've been, you know, really focused on the therapeutic foster care and trying to get kids the best services that they possibly can get. Mm-hmm. And there are several other therapeutic foster care agencies within the state. So what happens essentially is that we get references, referrals from the departments of social services, and we serve all over Maryland. And when they send us the referrals, we try to make the best match possible between the foster youth that's coming into care and the families that we have available.
And do you often work with those other organizations? Since you have a united cause, is it not unusual to work together, you know, in the placement, whether it's that, you know, you have more room for something or they have a specialty in another area? Or do you find that you sort of refer each other like that and sort of work together?
Sure. So there's definitely a certain amount of collaboration.
That's the word I was looking for.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we definitely want every kid to have the right home.
Yeah.
That's something that we care about a lot.
For sure. And is there a certain area of the state that you find, you know, as people might think, oh, maybe Baltimore City needs more help, or the county, or, you know, Howard County, or where? It's throughout the state, right?
So absolutely. And, you know,
Are there unique needs to each region, or, you know, in your experience, do you focus on a particular region?
So we don't focus on any particular region. And throughout the year, it'll vary where the kids are coming from. It could be Hartford County, Baltimore County, Howard County. And unfortunately, bad things don't really discriminate.
Right. It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere.
And so, yeah, we can't say it's all focused in one particular area.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. And it's, you know, it's interesting being in this field because you see a lot of really sad things. You know, there's a reason that kids are coming into care, but you also see a lot of hope because you see the foster parents that are doing totally heroic work to give these children opportunities that they didn't have before.
Yeah.
And to support them for their permanency plan.
And you couldn't do what you do without them, right?
Absolutely not.
And then where would kids go without, I hate to think of a world without Kids Peace, but what option would they have if you didn't exist?
I mean, if foster care didn't exist, it would be really terrible because, you know, I don't like to think about that at all.
Let's not, because you do. And that's important. And we're explaining, you know, why that is so important. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a good time to talk about those amazing foster families and how people might be able to become foster parents, because there's so many ways to be a parent, you know, and this is a really noble way to do that. So maybe if people are interested in that, but they have no idea how to get started, you know, just tell us how easy it is. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have a couple of information sessions coming up.
Oh, cool. Tell us about those.
Yeah, on March 11th at 6 p.m. in our Kids Peace Columbia office, and then April 1st, same time, 6 p.m., we're going to have an opportunity for folks to just come and ask their questions. No strings attached, no obligation, but they'll be able to ask anything that they want and to learn about how to become a foster parent.
So that's sort of an informational session. They can get more info if they're interested. They can get even more info.
Yeah.
I forgot you guys are located in Columbia.
We are, yeah.
So that's good. That's nice and centrally located.
It is.
So do you kind of extend into, you know, when I think of Columbia, I think it's like, mm-hmm. you know, sort of heading towards D.C., but do you get involved in, it's specifically Maryland and not, you know, into
Correct.
D.C. and
yep.
and beyond, right? In Virginia and all of that.
That's... Sure. So Virginia actually has their own Kids Peace foster care office.
I think that's awesome.
They do, yeah, in Richmond.
Do you guys often work together too?
Occasionally. You know, we actually went to an escape room over the summer with them. They're awesome people.
That's really
Shout out to the team.
Yeah, because you do do a lot of fun activities too. So that just proves that right there. So cool. So we could find out how we can become a foster family with those informational sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what are some of the programs that you have for the kids beyond their placement with foster parents? Can they be a part of those programs before they get placed with the foster family, or how does that all work?
Sure. So essentially, once the kid comes into care, they have access, especially the teens, to a bunch of different programs. We have Kids Peace Empowering Youth to Succeed, which is one of my favorite things that we do.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, it's a teen life skills class. You know, and we hear a lot of scary things on the news about outcomes for youth in foster care. And so our goal is to prepare them as much as humanly possible for their transition out of care. And fortunately, in the state of Maryland, youth can stay in until age 21, which is a huge deal. A lot of states, it's only until 18.
That's right.
And imagine what those extra couple years of support will do. I mean, it is really, really important. So the KEYS program is for kids that are from 14 to 21, and they learn everything from how to write a budget to apply to a job, How to cook a healthy meal. We're working on that this month.
I need help with that too.
And it's really wonderful. And I've gotten to be involved in some of those classes, and the kids are so wonderful. I mean, that's something that I want everybody at home to come away with, is knowing how amazing these kids are and how resilient and strong, and they just blow me away all the time.
Wow, what a rewarding job you have. That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's the best. I love it.
It really is. She's smiling right now. I know you can't see Caitlin, but she's like beaming ear to ear. And KEY stands for Kids Peace Empowering Youth, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the
mm-hmm.
KEY program stands for.
Yeah.
So that's really important. It gives, you know, them a chance to shine and develop those life skills that mm-hmm. we, you know, if you grew up in a two-parent or one-parent household or whatever environment, those are those sorts of things that you learn that I kind of think that most of us would probably take for granted.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah. And if you don't have, and we shouldn't, because if you don't have that background, that foundation, who else is going to help you with that mm-hmm. kind of stuff? And you have to learn it somewhere. And I know these days it's less about like balancing a checkbook and things like that. It's more, you know, applying online for a job mm-hmm. or figuring out how to download apps and do all that stuff. I mean, the world has changed a bit, but still those life skills, whatever they may be and whatever mm-hmm. platform they
There's
might take.
Is
really, really important. So, tell us a little more, too, about why it's so important to have a program like Kids Peace Empowering Youth to succeed. And I keep thinking of the question of, like, what if we didn't have that? But mm-hmm. luckily we do. But some of those unsung things that you teach kids, and like if you have any, you know, anecdotal stories about, you know.
I do. Absolutely.
There's got to be, I'm sure, tons of them, you know.
Sure. So I think one of the most important things is confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you learn a skill, every time you have a little more information, you go out into the world feeling a little better. And one of the funny stories I have is from when we did an etiquette class, actually. I taught an etiquette class at the Cheesecake Factory.
That's awesome. Which location?
In Columbia.
In Columbia.
It was great. And a bunch of the kids came, and it was just so cute to watch them, you know, look at all the forks and all the different things. And they were actually pretty interested. I wasn't sure that teenagers were going to care very much about that, but they were totally into it.
So we're talking salad forks and mm-hmm. where to put this and that and the other thing.
Absolutely.
That's really important, because if they go to, you know, set a table themselves.
And then they have that skill.
You know how to do that.
And they also had the opportunity to be with their friends and just have a goofy time, and they loved it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you would agree, I'm sure, that it's very important to just let kids be kids as well.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
To sort of just enjoy themselves.
Absolutely.
And there's definitely plenty of that that goes on with Kids Peace as well. Now, the events, I know you guys do a lot of fun things every year, and you must have some coming up, I'm thinking, as we're sort of pretty early in the year so far. But what's on the agenda, and how do you kind of pick things that to do? Like, how do you know, or do you just try it out and see if it works?
Sure. So we're trying a couple new things this year, and we're very excited about it.
That's cool. Did you have a lot to do with the planning in that, or is it sort of a brainstorming environment about, you
know? Well, it's definitely a creative brainstorming environment, for sure. I remember last September, I was sitting down with our board of associates, and, you know, they were throwing out all kinds of ideas, and it was a wonderful atmosphere. And so what we decided on for this year are a basket bingo that's going to be on April 18th at the Waldorf School of Baltimore.
Cool.
It's going to be in the afternoon. I am really excited. We have lots of cool sponsors who are donating items for the baskets, and I think people are going to be really pleased with them.
That's awesome. Can people still get involved with donating basket items? Are you looking for
anybody to
step up, and what kind of things do you need right now?
Sure. So the things we need most are donations of the prize baskets themselves. We do have a couple of sponsorship levels where people can get involved. The most common one is a $250 sponsorship to just make, you know, a cool basket if they don't want to go out and buy the items themselves.
Oh, so you'll do it for them, and then
I'll do it for them. Put
that cool plastic wrap on it, maybe a bow or something.
Yeah.
And put all the items inside.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's so cool. So that's easy.
It's super easy.
And like, you know, people that aren't super creative might be like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. But anybody with $250 that wants to put it towards a good cause like Kids Peace.
Yep. And they can. And it makes a big difference. You know, we're hoping to raise some good money, and all of the money that we raise goes directly into programs for the kids.
And is that the best way that people can do that, is get involved in the baskets, or is there other like corporate level sponsorship kind of opportunities for people to get involved with you guys throughout
the
year?
Yeah, there sure are. So at any time, if anybody is interested in making a charitable donation, I would love to talk to them. You know, we have ongoing needs, of course. But for this event specifically, we have a gold sponsorship at the $1,000 level, a silver at the $500 level, and then we've got our basket sponsorships.
And does that kind of, that sort of is your area of expertise, since you're the manager, as we mentioned earlier, of community partnerships for Kids Peace Maryland? That is totally your wheelhouse, right?
It is my wheelhouse.
Wow, you're so busy.
I am.
Oh, my goodness. So you're also going to talk to Caitlin about that if you're interested in any fundraising kinds of things. And then even on a smaller scale, like volunteer-wise, like say you're not attached to a gigantic company, but say you want to volunteer your time or efforts or something, can people do that and how do they do that?
Oh, yes. And please, please do. I love it when people call to volunteer. One of the biggest volunteer opportunities is obviously being a foster parent. That's our most critical need.
Yeah, let's start there.
Yeah. So definitely having people come to our information sessions or even just giving us a call, because you don't have to attend one of those to submit an application. So definitely that's the most important one. We have some openings on our board of associates, actually. It's primarily a fundraising board just for the state of Maryland, and it's an amazing group of people. And we're in this cool time of expansion. We're onboarding a couple new members, and we're looking for some more. So if anybody wants that kind of a commitment for volunteering, that would be great.
That's great, because with new people comes new ideas and more exposure and all of that. That number that you mentioned to call, what is that phone number?
Sure. So it's 443-285-0220.
Got it. And if they're interested in the board member things or any of that corporate stuff, they should also talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And how about, we might as well, while we're talking about, how to get a hold of you guys, the website and things like that and social media, if we can maybe run that down real quick about people who might be hearing some of these things and going, ooh, that sounds cool. I want to get involved. Maybe they're more of a social person. Maybe they're a phone person. I don't know. But let's maybe run down how they can do that.
Sure. So our phone number is definitely the easiest way to get in contact with us. You can email me at caitlin.delatt@kidspeace.org. If you just want to learn about Kids Peace, you can go to kidspeace.org or fostercare.com/Columbia. And I will say it's pretty cool that we have fostercare.com for Kids Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really easy way for people to find us. They just type in foster care and we're one of the first things that pops up.
Boom. How'd you get that domain? That must be one of yours.
Because we're just really old.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah.
That's good.
We have that history.
You've had that domain for a long time.
Yeah.
You guys are also active, I know, on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, all that stuff. How important has that become, especially, and we're going to get into a little bit more about teencentral.com too, as one of your other programs helping teens. And we know that's a tough time in its own right, let alone if you're in a foster care situation. But is that a way that you find more and more that you're reaching teens, or is that, how important is that component, the social media?
Sure. So social media is incredibly important in this day and age. Absolutely. We have been focusing a lot of our efforts on Facebook, building the community. We have 1,500 people in our Facebook community, which is amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a big milestone for us.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's hard to get those numbers up. I know sometimes they have different analytics and things that are sort of like squash certain posts. I don't quite understand how it all works, but I know they do a lot for nonprofits. And every time I put something up about like this show or anything else, it'll say, do you want to add a donate button? So it'll recognize, bing, I think it's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they have a very charitable part of them, Facebook. And I think use the tool properly, it can really get the word out. And a lot of people, as many platforms as we have now, whether it's like TikTok or Instagram or whatever, it seems like if you're talking about local event planning and fundraising and real grassroots community stuff, Facebook is still where it's at.
It is. Yeah. And you can definitely find us on Instagram and Twitter as well. But I would check out Facebook for all of the major events that we have. And if you want to buy tickets for the Basket Bingo on April 18th, you can go to Facebook and buy them directly from our Facebook event.
Boy, is that easy.
Yeah. You don't even have to go to the Eventbrite page.
That's awesome. And then you can share that with your friends and family, your coworkers.
Super easy.
Get it together that way, too. And so we're talking about the programs that you have for kids, beyond their placement with foster parents. And we did mention a little bit about Teen Central, who are very active on social media. And teencentral.com, that's a special place. Tell us about, why you had that need and the special needs that you fill through that program. Because you and I remember being teenagers, how tough that is.
Oh, my goodness. It's very difficult.
There's sometimes you need some answers and some help.
Sure.
What kind of things do they provide at Teen
Central? Yeah, teencentral.com is really wonderful. It's a service from Kids Peace. It's totally free. Teens or parents can go on to find out information, anything from bullying to mental health, to how to feel confident and feel empowered as a young person. And that's so critically important.
Yeah, it really is. And it's kind of easier said than done, but it helps to have that tool. And it's funny, when you mentioned social media and bullying in the same sentence,
right,
I know sometimes that blurs a little bit if you use it the wrong way. So it's like just knowledge is power, like getting all this information out in the best way that we can.
Definitely.
Is what you're trying to do every day.
Yeah.
So we mentioned the basket bingo. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yep, basket bingo. But I know you have other events that Kids Peace has coming up, and let us know about those specifically and how people can get involved and stuff.
Sure. So we have a bull roast coming up in September. And we're really excited about that event as well. It's going to have a silent auction component. So if anybody wants to get involved with donating silent auction items, that would be great. But really just attending is important too. You know, it's a really wonderful fundraiser, but it's also super fun. So everybody, all the guests can definitely expect to have a great time.
But definitely, if people want to find out about future events and things, I'm sure there's a special section on your website that's dedicated to that. And
yeah, fostercare.com/Columbia always has our upcoming events, as well as our Facebook.
Gotcha. And is there any other ones that that you're thinking about for the future or, you know?
Yeah, well, it might sound kind of funny, but we're already thinking about holiday giving for next December.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start early, right? And I got to say, this last year, we had incredible support from community partners. I mean, people that I just, you know, saw their name on a website and thought, you know, their mission kind of aligns with ours. And they went ahead and bought our kids just an incredible amount of presents for the holidays.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so sweet. The kids all write little lists of things that they want. And, you know, they go into it with medium expectations, you know, and we tell them, like, really ask for the things that you want.
If you want a new iPhone, put it
like,
down.
Like, ask for it.
Somebody might get it for you.
Right. And I remember this one young man, he had asked for this particular Gucci cologne and he thought there was no way in the world that he was going to get it. And then he did. Somebody was so incredibly generous. They bought him this expensive perfume cologne stuff because, you know, they wanted him to feel special.
That's
and just
what he
like
wanted.
Every other kid.
Oh.
You know, getting something that they really genuinely want. And that was amazing to see.
Boy, if that doesn't warm your heart, I don't know what does.
Oh, I know. And honestly, for our board members, the holiday giving is one of the things that they love the most because, you know, they get to come to our holiday party, which we have every year. Shout out to Bridgeway Community Church for being incredible hosts for us.
Yes. I know you don't do it alone. So if there's anybody else along the way that you want to thank, like you just did.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Yeah. So holiday giving is coming up and we are excited for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this time frame, we mentioned it being March and stuff. But of course, it's if people haven't done their taxes yet, I'm sure this time frame of like, you know, making a charitable donation is a good time to do that. And how easy is that? Is that something you can do online?
It is so easy. You just go to kidspeace.org. There's a big donate button and that's all you need.
See, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And we're learning so much more about, I know there are a lot of great nonprofits in the area that
absolutely
need our time and attention, but it's nice to know specifically giving you a little more time to explain exactly where that money goes and what you guys do. And we talked about, you know, volunteer opportunities, upcoming kids events, and do you have a story of like a foster family that you know, that success story? And as those kids, as they age out, like you said, in Maryland, it's 21.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not unusual like to have them come back and sort of like, you know, in where they are in their lives at that point and give back in their own, because they got so much from Kids Peace. Is that not unusual to have that? Or do you have a story of some?
Yeah. I mean, everything that you're saying, really.
Yeah,
so there's one family that I have in mind. There's a foster mom and her two foster children. And they actually were a part of a documentary project that we had recently. And this particular mom is so wonderful and kind and compassionate. And she has told the young woman that's with her, who is 19, that, you know, she can stay with her after she ages out.
Oh,
you know,
that's awesome.
And they have created this really beautiful family unit that is so genuine and so cohesive. And you love to see it. I mean, and that's a huge success.
That's a great story. And we need more of that too, right?
Yeah.
Because that's awesome. And so from your perspective, Caitlin, and again, we've been talking to Caitlin DeLatt. And again, and I'm sure you see that a lot, Caitlin, from your perspective. Again, we're talking to Caitlin DeLatt, who is the manager of community partnerships with Kids Peace Maryland. From your perspective, and I know you get to interact with these kids and just puts a smile on your face every day, but what also gives you hope for the future when you interact with those kids and the families, the foster families at Kids Peace?
Yeah.
What's that like?
I mean, there is so much hope, Gina, honestly, because these kids, I know I've talked about their resiliency, but that's really what it comes down to. Before, when I was talking about the etiquette class, one of the first days that I was working for Kids Peace, actually.
Oh, wow.
That was one of the first things. And I remember being so struck by the amount of joy at that table. You know, these are kids that have really been through the ringer. They've experienced serious trauma, but they came dressed up and taking pictures and having a great time, joking and laughing. And, you know, there was this one young woman who noticed that there was another youth at the table who didn't know the others as well. And she was so inclusive, asking them questions constantly to bring them in. And that's the kind of kid that we have at Kids Peace.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who in the midst of their own trouble, they reach out to somebody else. And that is amazing to see.
That really is. That's thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's I think that's inspiring for everyone that's hearing this. And much like you said, you know, Kids Peace nationally and Kids Peace Maryland, all about giving hope, help and healing to children, adults and those who love them.
Absolutely.
And that's really all that it's about, right?
It is.
Well, we are wrapping up. So is there and we got the 2 minute warning. So is there as we continue, what's like the most important takeaway that you want people to have? How to get a hold of you? Anybody else who want to thank and maybe any current needs that you have right now for Kids Peace Maryland.
So first of all, I want to thank you, Gina, and today's 101.9 for having me. This is an incredible opportunity and I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Caitlin, for being here and sharing your experience with them, your story and your generosity and all of your experience. We appreciate it. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. And, you know, other extremely honorable mention goes out to our Board of Associates who are so generous with their time and their talents, and it's really wonderful to work with them. You know, we have lots of sponsors. Thank you to everybody who sponsors Kids Peace. And thank you to the foster families who do so much good work every day. And if anybody is interested in becoming part of the Kids Peace family, you can find us at kidspeace.org. You can give me a call at 443-285-0220 and would love to have you be a volunteer and get involved.
That's great for those events coming up. And real quick, those informational foster care sessions, if we can hit those dates and locations real quick.
Sure. So it's going to be at 7125 Thomas Edison Drive in Columbia, 6 p.m. on March 11th and April 1st.
Gotcha. And then we've got the bull roast coming up in September.
In September, And then, you know, we've got giving coming up for the holidays as well.
Yes. And it's never too early to start thinking about that, honestly,
because
knowing from hearing your stories about how that really, it really impacts the kids and the young adults, I should say, because in teens, because we're talking about, you know, all ages, right? 21 and under. And again, also worth checking out teencentral.com.
Absolutely.
Even, you know, if you have a teen going through that, it can be a good parenting resource as well.
Yeah. And you don't have to be in foster care to use it. It's for everybody.
Oh, perfect. That's wonderful. Well, thank you again so much, Caitlin. Again, we've been talking to Caitlin DeLatte, and she's the manager of community partnerships at Kids Peace Maryland. Again, you can get more info at kidspeace.org. And the phone number again was
443-285-0220.
That's the one. Okay, wonderful. Caitlin, thank you so much. And you guys,
thank you, Gina.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening too. You can reach out to me on social media on all the platforms at Gina Crash. Thank you for listening. Make it a great day. And this has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.